When you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're
this is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and quarterback Brett Favre is a jet all the way. He's trading in his green and gold from the Green Bay Packers for green and white. He's been traded to the New York Jets after coming out of retirement and stirring things up in Green Bay. He's going to stir things up here in the New York market. Jets fans like Sean Deegan, do they think it's a good idea or not? Sean is the publisher and founder of JetsInsider.com. Sean, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. How are you?
You know, I was listening to some sports radio this morning very, very early, and the real diehards were actually thinking this was a great, great thing for the Jets. What do you think?
Well, I don't know how you can argue that point. It's the team is a much better team than it was yesterday. They practically gave away nothing to get the guy, and if he performs and he does what he's supposed to do when he comes here, then obviously it'll cost him a little bit more, but still it's a no-brainer for the Jets. They were weak at the position of quarterback. Both Kellen Clemens and Chad Pennington really were not any type of dominant players there, and you have a guy who is an Ironman and a future Hall of Famer that comes in and instantly upgrades the position. So I don't know if you're a Jet fan how you cannot be happy about it.
Well, I guess the question is, does he stir things up? There wasn't the kind of quarterback conflict that existed in the Packers clubhouse, but and Chad Pennington, I suppose, goes sort of happily. A lot of Jets fans were not pleased with his performance last year. But, I mean, are you absolutely certain that he's got the ability to really take them as far as he took the Packers last year?
I don't know if he'll take him as far as the Packers are, but as I said, you know, the guy is coming off one of his best years as a pro. He is 39, but the guy has played in 200 and something consecutive games. He doesn't get hurt. His arm is still as strong as ever, and he has the desire, obviously, to play, the fact that he came back. And the problem the Jets had last year is that they had problems where they weren't able to go downfield. Neither of their quarterbacks were accurate. You know, Clemens has a good arm, but he threw a lot of interceptions. Pennington is coming off two shoulder surgeries where his arm isn't that strong. And you have a guy like Brett Favre that comes in and is a stud at that position, and he definitely gives them an aspect of the game that they were sorely lacking for several years, probably since Vinny Testaverde was in his prime.
But, Sean, you could make the argument that, you know, Chad had problems because the offensive line on the Jets was pretty weak, and, you know, Favre has always been behind a really tough offensive line. How's he going to stand up to the Jets' offensive line, you know, in this season?
Well, the Jets spent $140 million this offseason upgrading their team, one of their biggest acquisitions. In fact, their biggest acquisition was Alan Faneca, who is probably Hall of Fame offensive lineman. Plus, they got Damian Woody, who is a veteran tackle that's going to be shoring up that position. So as far as their offensive line is concerned, it's a lot better than it was last year. I would go as far as saying it's a very good line. And you have two young guys like Nick Mangold and DeBrickashaw Ferguson who were young, and they're coming into a third year, getting a lot better every year. And I think the offensive line problem they had last year is going to be a lot less.
You make a good point. All right, quickly, we got just a few seconds. What's the first game where the test of Favre is really going to, you know, where we're really going to see the first big test of whether he could go farther than just, you know, a couple of games?
It would have to be the home opener against the Patriots, the second game of the year. They open up against the Dolphins, which should be a pretty easy game. I don't see the Dolphins being a lot better than they were, but obviously the second game of the year, they open up their home opener against New England.
All right.
And without a doubt, that's the one.
Jets, Pats, we'll call you, Sean.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Sean Deegan, publisher and founder of the JetsInsider.com, about Brett Favre, the Jets quarterback.
All upside.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.